number one for good new country, Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jonna. Welcome to a Wednesday morning. It is the 5th day of November.
Remember, the 5th of November.
And you can tell that Jonna's feeling great this morning.
Sorry.
Let's see. It's the day after Election Day. It's Bank Transfer Day. Please transfer all your bank money to my bank.
Or me.
It's also Chinese Takeout Day, Eat Smart Day today, and Love Your Red Hair Day. A little note for you kids growing up. Boys, date a redhead at least once in your life. Good morning. I'm Joe. Need to know this morning. New Jersey has a new governor. Well, we will. Former Navy pilot and four-term Congresswoman Mikey Sherrill came out on top last night, soundly defeating Jack Cittarelli by more than 10 points. And meanwhile, in Atlantic City, Marty Small reelected mayor. He'll start a new term in January, but first he's scheduled to go on trial December 1st on charges related to an alleged abuse of his teenage daughter. South Jersey Congressman Jeff Van Drew is calling on the Justice Department to look into threats reported at several polling places yesterday. He says it looked coordinated and meant to intimidate voters. And ShopRite is stepping up to help out during the SNAP benefits crisis. They've announced they're donating $1.25 million in food and funds to local food banks across New Jersey. They've been longtime food bank supporters, and this comes right when families need it most. South Jersey weather, lots of sunshine today. Very nice. High of 66. Win the trip. Happens at 7:20 this morning. Right now, it's time for Jonna's, happens at 8:20 this morning. It's time now for Jonna's Fangirl Update.
We're talking about Riley Green this morning. He's officially owning the title and the term redneck. He says it's not an insult. It's who he is. He's a proud small town guy from Jacksonville, Alabama. He's raised on Walmart runs and Waffle House breakfasts. Fun fact, before the music fame, he actually won CMT's Redneck Island. So, yeah, Riley's been repping that redneck energy, I would say, pretty much since day one. You can find out what being a redneck means to Riley Green right now at catcountry1073.com. Reba McEntire is getting hitched, and she's keeping it totally chill. She and fiancé Rex Lynn, they're planning a laid-back wedding, focusing on good food, close friends, and zero stress. That's the way to go, in my opinion. Rex popped the question on Christmas Eve during a walk on their Nashville ranch. He carried her rose gold and black diamond ring all the way through an African safari before proposing. Props to him. I don't know if I would not be able to lose that thing, honestly. Reba and Rex's wedding plans, they're up for you right now on the Cat Country 107.3 app. That's Jonna's Fangirl Update on Cat Country 107.
Jonna, happy Wednesday. You know what Wednesday means, right? I could use a little good news today. It's Good News Wednesday. We'd like to take your good news and share it with all of South Jersey. Sprinkle it everywhere. If you have some good news, share it with us at 609-383-1073. Cheese Country, Election Day is over. We'll have a new governor. Well, we were going to have one anyway, but it'll be a woman. Does that sound sexist? Should we even say she's a woman? It's 2026, Joe. You can't say that somebody's a woman. Congratulations to Mikey Sherrill. She's our new governor in Atlantic City. Same guy. We'll be mayor again. Yeah, we'll see. Marty Small has been reelected. I voted yesterday. I did not get an I vote sticker. I don't know that I've ever gotten an I voted sticker. But a big shout out to the folks volunteering at Election Day at the Bargaintown Firehouse in Ann Arbor Township. They were all very nice, pleasant, friendly, helpful people. Cat Country 107.3, Mornings with Joe and Jonna. Time now for your Cat Country Joke of the Morning.
All right.
Brought to you by our friends at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Take advantage of family and friends discounts happening now at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Gary lives in Northfield. He sent us today's joke. Thank you, Gary.
Thank you.
Woman approaches a man and says, "Excuse me, sir, I'm doing a little survey. Can I ask you a question?" The man says, "Of course." Woman says, "If you're traveling in a bus and a female gets on the bus and she's got no available seat, would you give up your seat for her?" Man says, "No."
Oh.
Woman says, "Well, what if that lady got on the bus was pregnant? Would you give up your seat then?" Man says, "No."
Oh, geez.
Woman says, "What if the lady got on the bus? She was a senior lady. Would you give up your seat then?" Man says, "No."
Ew.
Woman says, "You are one selfish man. You have no manners. Who do you think you are?" Man says, "Well, I'm the bus driver."
Oh.
Cat Country 107.3 with Joe and Jonna. It's Wednesday. That means Good News Wednesday. Coming up at 7:20, we'd love to share your good news. What good things are happening in your world? Let us know. Hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app or call us at 609-383-1073. Cat Country 107.3 with Joe and John. It's time now for your Cat Country Dumb Story of the Morning.
Where are we going today?
South Africa. A woman tried to kidnap herself. First, she sent a text message to her father from her own phone saying she'd been kidnapped and that her abductors were demanding $20,000.
Oh.
A day later, her parents received a call from her, again on her own phone, telling them where to drop off the ransom. Police staked out the location, and sure enough, the woman arrived to pick up the money herself.
Right.
Hey, coming up tomorrow, got to mention this. Coming up tomorrow at 7:15, we got your shot to win 2 4-day passes to the Barefoot Country Music Fest in Wildwood next June. We already know Eric Church is going to be there. Who else? My mind is a total blank right now. Post Malone will be there. We're going to announce another headliner Friday. But it's going to be a big deal on the beach in Wildwood again. Two 4-day passes. We're going to give those away tomorrow morning at 7:15. We got a brand new game to unveil called Who's Your Baby? Who's Your Baby? Good morning. I'm Joe. You need to know this morning. New Jersey has a new governor. Well, we will. Former Navy pilot and four-term Congresswoman Mikey Sherrill came out on top last night, soundly defeating Jack Cittarelli by more than 10 points. And meanwhile, in Atlantic City, Marty Small, re-elected mayor. He'll start a new term in January, but first he's scheduled to go on trial December 1st on charges related to an alleged abuse of his teenage daughter. South Jersey Congressman Jeff Van Drew is calling on the Justice Department to look into threats reported at several polling places yesterday. He says it looked coordinated and meant to intimidate voters. And ShopRite is stepping up to help out during the SNAP benefits crisis. They've announced they're donating $1.25 million in food and funds to local food banks across New Jersey. They've been longtime food bank supporters, and this comes right when families need it most. South Jersey weather, lots of sunshine today. Very nice. High of 66. Langley, Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and John. Cat Country morning birthday shout out start right now. Happy birthday, Sally Hirschman of Galloway. Cheryl Pavia of Mays Landing is 53. Happy birthday, Megan Page of Millville. Megan is 28 today. Christine Hibbert is 41. Happy birthday, Sylvia Ritwager and Tracy Amici of Galloway is 57. Happy birthday, Tracy. That's it. Pretty short list today. If we missed you, happy one you as well. The recipient of our Cat Country big birthday shout out today, Megan Page of Millville. Megan is 28 today. Mornings with Joe and Jana. Hey, this time tomorrow morning, 7:15, you want to be here. We're giving away another pair of 4-day passes to next summer's Barefoot Country Music Fest in Wildwood. Post Malone is going to be there. Eric Church is going to be there. We're going to announce another headliner Friday. Over 40 acts will be there in Wildwood on the beach with us in June. And you can win 2 4-day passes tomorrow morning at this time, day after election. Thanks for voting for Cat Country 107.3. We certainly appreciate it. It is a Wednesday morning. You know what that means?
Good news, a little good news today.
It's Good News Wednesday here at the Cat Country Morning Show with Joe and Jana. We want to share your good news. Help celebrate the good things happening in the world. Perhaps you didn't have the best election day. Well, let's make it better sharing your good news. 609-383-1073. You heard the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. A bunch of good news already in. This is some pretty good stuff. First of all, from Facebook, Regina says, having lunch with my third grade teacher on Saturday. Haven't seen her in about 13 years. That's very nice. Jeff, I'm young. Excuse me, he didn't say I'm young. Jeff said, I'm fixed and I'm available. There you go. Donna, I'm officially retired. Congratulations, Donna. That is good news. Let's see. We got a bunch on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Again, go to the Cat Country 107.3 app, hit the message us button. Let's start with Don from Cape May Courthouse. Don says, my good news, it's November. I still haven't turned the heat on yet. What is it, 40 degrees out? Oh, Don, tomorrow, check back with us. I think it's going to go down to 37 tonight. So even colder. Kelly from Avalon. Kelly's good news. I found $20 in my winter coat from last year. Free lunch. Jana is back this morning. She's kind of floating around, not feeling the best, but hanging in there. So we'll check back with her again in a few minutes. In the meantime, here's what we have to give away this morning on Trivia in about 10 or 15 minutes. $50 gift certificate to the Tuckahoe Inn, the world-famous Tuckahoe Inn restaurant and tavern. Your chance to win that on Trivia in about 10 or 15 minutes. In the meantime, it's Good News Wednesday.
All we need is a little good news.
We're trying to share your good news. 609-383-1073 or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Some more good news from our app. Erica from Mays Landing. My mom finished her last chemo treatment yesterday. We're celebrating big time tonight. So congratulations. And Samantha, she's from, it looks like Wildwood. Samantha says, I finally finished painting my kitchen. And I only spilled paint on one of the, on the air. Phone number is 609-383-1073 or hit the call us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Up for grabs this morning on trivia. $50 gift certificate to the world famous Tuckahoe Inn restaurant and tavern. Who doesn't love the Tuckahoe Inn? $50 gift certificate up for grabs. Here's the question. Almost half of American adults say they still have this from their childhood. They still have this from their childhood. Half.
Do you have yours?
Definitely not.
Okay.
609-383-1073 or the call us button. Morning trivia on the air. A stake $50 gift certificate to the Tuckahoe Inn. The question, almost half of American adults say they still have this from their childhood. They still have it. I said definitely no. But what do half of Americans still have? Hi, Cat Country.
Is it report card?
No, that's not it.
Thank
you.
Oh, that's a great guess, though.
I still have some filled with
too.
D's and F's.
Yeah, right.
Hi, Cat Country.
Is it a yearbook?
No, it's not a yearbook. Thank you. Good morning, Cat Country.
Is it a yearbook?
No, that's not it. Thanks. Hi, Cat Country.
How are you?
Good. What's your answer?
They're teddy bear or stuffed animal.
Teddy bear. Absolutely right. You're a winner.
Beautiful. Thank you very much.
What's your name?
John.
Where are you from, John?
Galloway.
You still have your teddy bear, John?
No, I don't.
He lies. John lies. His mom's got it somewhere. John lies. His mom's definitely got it somewhere.
John, we're going to send you the Tuckahoe Inn. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
I don't know that I ever had a teddy bear. I have no recollection of having a teddy bear or any kind of stuffed animals. Probably because if I did, my first words were probably, this is so stupid, and I threw it away, whatever
That's
it was.
That's awful. I didn't have a teddy bear either.
What did you have?
I had a lamb. And I still have her to this day.
Is her name Lammy?
Yeah.
7:15, we have a pair of four-day passes to the Barefoot Country Music Fest in Wildwood next summer. We already know Post Malone's going to be there. Eric Church's going to be there. We're going to announce another headliner Friday. Altogether, it'll be more than 40 different country acts on the beach in Wildwood for the sixth straight summer.
Get excited.
And you can go tomorrow at 7:15. We're going to play our new game called Who's Your Baby? Who's Your Baby?
I'm scared.
Not Who's Your Daddy. Who's Your Baby? Tomorrow morning at 7:15. Tonight, I saw a little bit of it this morning, just the tips of it. Tonight, the full beaver moon will be out, also known as the full hunter's moon. I prefer saying full beaver moon because it sounds like I'm getting away with something.
I saw it driving in this morning. It looks pretty.
Tonight, the brightest, biggest full moon of the year. The full beaver moon.
So we gotta watch it. We gotta go out and look.
To send you on to Las Vegas. To see and meet country superstar Lainey Wilson. We'll fly you there, throw you up in a hotel, give you $500 in spending money for you and your pal, and of course, concert tickets, backstage passes all included. Your first chance to win comes up at 8:20. Good morning, I'm Joe. Need to know this morning, New Jersey has a new governor. Well, we will. Former Navy pilot and four-term Congresswoman Mikey Sherrill came out on top last night, soundly defeating Jack Cittarelli by more than 10 points. And meanwhile, in Atlantic City, Marty Small reelected mayor. He'll start a new term in January, but first he's scheduled to go on trial December 1st on charges related to an alleged abuse of his teenage daughter. South Jersey Congressman Jeff Van Drew is calling on the Justice Department to look into threats reported at several polling places yesterday. He says it looked coordinated and meant to intimidate voters. And ShopRite is stepping up to help out during the SNAP benefits crisis. They've announced they're donating $1.25 million in food and funds to local food banks across New Jersey. They've been longtime food bank supporters, and this comes right when families need it most. South Jersey weather, lots of sunshine today. Very nice. High of 66. Cat Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jonna. Time now for my favorite tweets from the last 24 hours.
All right, here we go.
Are you hanging in there? Jonna's a little under the weather this morning.
Just a little bit.
All right, here we go. Five tweets. Number one, being a dog must be wild. Everyone you meet is your masseuse.
That's true.
Everybody rubbed me when we met. Number two, you look prettier if you smiled more and put down that hatchet. Number three, I love having plans to go to a show, and I love having been to a show. Being at a show is a small price to pay for that.
That's funny.
Number four. This is really good. From 1925 to 1935, most men ate their lunch sitting on top of skyscrapers for some reason.
Yeah, they did.
You ever saw pictures?
Yeah.
Those are the pictures. We're Joe and John. These are my favorite tweets. Last one, number five. She said, if you're into bad girls, I'm pretty bad at a lot of things.
Well.
Then she winks with both eyes. Are you ready?
Yes.
Oh, by the way, before we get, hold on, stop that music. Before we get to tomorrow, today, I want to go to tomorrow. Tomorrow at 7:15, we're going to give you a chance to win two four-day passes to next summer's Barefoot Country Music Fest on the beach in Wildwood.
Oh, yeah.
Sixth annual Barefoot event, over 40 artists. We already know Post Malone's going to be there. We already know Eric Church is going to be there. We're going to announce another headliner Friday. But you can win your tickets tomorrow morning at 7:15. We'll be playing a brand new game. We'll see how it goes. It's called Who's Your Baby?
Every time you say this, I get scared.
Who's Your Baby? 7:15 tomorrow morning. All right, let's get to today.
Yeah.
Up for grabs. Trip for two to Las Vegas to see and meet country superstar Lainey Wilson. Airfare, hotel, $500 spending money. Tickets for you and your pal and backstage passes all included. To win, you need to listen for the five codes today. Get as many codes as you can. Get a friend to help you out if you're going to miss one. Codes coming your way this morning at 8:20 and 10:20. This afternoon at 1:20 and 4:20. This evening at 7:20. Times are approximate. Sometimes we can't tell time.
Sometimes, yes, that's true.
All right, here's your first code of the day. You're going to enter it on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Hit the button that says Lainey and type it in. First code of the day is 749.
749. That's the code that you need right now. 749. Click on the Lainey Wilson button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. 749 is the code you need right now.
749. Enter it on the Cat Country 107.3. Country, Cat Country 107.3.